Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So the wire got tangled around the headset. Hey, T, did you see all the nasty commentary on the picture we posted yesterday from Mars? People are so angry. We just have to laugh about it. You know, and again, regarding these allegations, it came from an eyewitness. It was being looked at by the district. They say nothing happened. They finished their entire investigation in an hour and a half. Good for the expeditious way in which they did it. Expedient. Expeditious. I think I just made up a word. Expeditious. Gonzalez. Yes, that was my favorite cartoon growing up. But the WPIAL is looking into Connellsville, and we're hearing inklings they might take a look at Mars as well. If you don't buy it, don't buy it. My goal is to get people to do what? Talk to their kids. Just say this is unacceptable. If someone yells an F-bomb at you, please don't respond. If somebody gives you the finger, please don't respond. If someone makes a racist, sexist, misogynist comment, please don't respond. It's a tough enough world. We'll find a better way to fight this sort of hate. And that was our message. Instead, what do people get out of this? You lie about Mars. We're wonderful people. We're up here singing a Star Spangled Banner, Statue of Liberty's in everybody's house. We paint flags all over our cars. I got tattoos everywhere, just a flag. Marty, you're a liar. Okay. So don't talk to your kids about that kind of stuff because it's not going to benefit them. Also this hour, we're going to talk about this. I generally don't get into the Steelers, but this is fascinating to me, this social media stuff. I'm interested in how you handle your kids on social media. I'm very interested. I'm fascinated. Because these guys are kids, as we've been able to see. Last night, some of the texts, the tweets, or whatever it is, from Antonio. And who's the linebacker, T? I forget his name. Huh? Bud Dupree. He made an unbelievably vile comment about somebody who said, why weren't you on the fields yesterday? He said, I was laid up with your mom, something like that. I said, T, we talked about this, T. That was the mother phase in high school. Remember that? Your mama. Everybody was into the your mom stuff. Yeah, your mom. And then there was one dude who wasn't into it, right? And he opened somebody's face up. I've seen it. So now we're going to talk about that as well. I want to take a couple minutes to talk about you folks and how amazing you've been regarding a spark and sparked in my cancer. I can't believe this guy sending me this. This came from a beautiful woman on the back of an envelope. Dear Marty, please excuse the fancy stationery. It's actually the back of a business form. But it's all, look at this, for folks watching on sparked.com. SPARKT. Check it out. And streaming live at KDKA.com. Please excuse the fancy stationery, but it's all I had with me. I've enjoyed watching you over the years, doing so much good for so many people, and I want to do something for you. Enclosed is a medal and a prayer card. It's actually adorable. It's the patron saint of cancer. I had no idea. Prayer to Saint Peregrine. Please keep the medal with you and say the prayer every day. It's helpful. Many members of my family. Sorry about the poor printing. See, this is the beauty of people that I love. So here we have this magnificent woman. What is her name? Jean. I want to call her real quick. So here's the beauty of beautiful people. So instead of her being so amazing, she sends this amazing card and letter and this wonderful little prayer card. She makes excuses for her writing and the paper that she wrote on. It's unbelievable to me. That's beautiful. Listen, she saw me at Hillman. Sorry about the poor printing. I had an appointment today at Hillman and I am always nervous. If you need any prayer cards or medals, please call me. She's my medal source. Is that beautiful? I got to read one more and then we're going to get on with the dreams of the day. The truth of the matter is that I have, I'm going to lift this up. This is from you all. This is what we would say in Texas. This is from you all. 100+ cards and letters. This is from you all. All thanking me for getting this word out, all praying for me and the fam as we get through this. This is for you all. And this is from folks who love and care about the Griffins and want the best for us. I could read these. I'm going to read a couple a day. The world needs your voice. It needs your talents. It needs you. I'm a longtime listener to your program. Since the beginning, I was sad to learn of your cancer. My heart aches for you and your family at this time. You are a strong and courageous man. You will conquer this. I want to grab Gene. But that one came from Sharon. I think it's Ed and Sharon. Thank you, folks. I love you both. But I want to grab her because this jumped up the map at me today. And it's all falling on the floor now, all those cards that I was holding up. Jean, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, my gosh, you're so beautiful. Only you would find some piece of paper that on the front looks like some sort of appointment confirmation and then write this beautiful letter on the back and send me a medal and say, I'm sorry about the stationery. That's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, I had an appointment at Hillman, and I didn't have any other paper on me, so I thought, oh, I'll just write it on the back.
And when did we meet down there?
No, uh-uh.
Uh-huh. And so why did you do this? I'm so fascinated by your love and kindness and consideration.
Well, my mother passed with cancer. Oh. My mother's brother, my uncle, my older brother has Hodgkin's lymphoma right now.
Oh, my goodness. So,
I just know that St. Peregrine has helped so many people in my family, Marty, and my friends.
Well, first of all,
gave my mother 6 weeks to live, and she lived 17 years.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Here's the beauty of someone like you. You make this amazing gesture. You send this beautiful medal, and then you make excuses for poor penmanship and a lousy envelope. And I'll tell you what, it tells me what kind of human being you are.
Thank you.
You're an amazing, kind, considerate, loving human being.
Thank you very much.
Hey, and if you see me down there, will you yank on my shoulder and say, hey, moron, it's Gene.
No, I won't say moron. I'll say Marty.
All right. Thank you, my dear. I love you.
I love you too, Marty. You're going to be fine.
Thank you. I'm feeling. Oh, my goodness. Think about it. This is crazy. Honestly, this is a few days. Honestly, check it out. No, really. This is from regular folks. There's 100+ regular folks out there. Prayer cards and Jesus help me cards. And by the way, I don't disrespect or disregard any of it. I fully, totally embrace everything. Dear Marty, Nancy Mash, so sorry to hear that your cancer. My thoughts and prayers are with you and your family. You are strong and you will win this battle. I hope the prayer card will help. This is the prayer card that I just read. One of them came from one of my favorite people on earth. Her name's Aviva. And I'm trying to find it, and I'll find it after the break, and we will be right back. Love that song. Love my song. It's actually a great letter I got from one of my close friends, Steph, regarding my cancer. So, I've known her for 20 years. She was my producer in Dallas. Oh, my gosh. And so she calls me, and I tell her I have cancer. She goes, oh, okay. Anyway, you know, I haven't really worked in 3 or 4 months. It's a true story. She says, I'm sorry for my tears the other day. You've never been the friend who showed her I'd cry on. Not that I couldn't, but you've always met life with humor, no matter what it throws at you. It's been a tough year for me. See, this is real. It's been a tough year. It's a tough year for me. Oh, my gosh, it's true. But I know my emotions that day stemmed more from your news than my own plight. I simply wasn't prepared. So I laughed too much about my cancer, kind of hacked her off. You know what, T knows this. Oh my gosh. Look, I don't want to parade. Actually, like when T comes in and says, how you feeling? We get past it, we move on. But it is kind of fascinating. This girl called me to cry, to tell me She had heard about the pieces in the media, and she called to cry to tell me that she hadn't been able to find work. All right, onward. I got to read this card from my close friend who I love to death. She's like family to us, Aviva. Dear Marty, Christine, Sophia, and Vincent, she's been the foundation, the rock of the KDK radio, KDK TV community for, I don't know, 30 years? 40? I love her. I love her, honestly. Aviva, you have done so much for so many, and we are grateful for all that you bring to this troubled world. Please know that my prayers are always with all of you. Your own challenge will make it easier for those who follow. Please let me know if there's anything that I can do to assist, and she means that. Prayers for a complete recovery. All of my love, Aviva. She is a mini-me in terms of caring and kindness and consideration. If you can do anything through all this, all I want you to do is go to our site, Sparked, SPRKT.com, and check out the videos and check out the information about HPV. I want to save some lives here. I'm serious. 30,000 cancer cases a year related to HPV. 30,000. Karen Hacker on from yesterday, fantastic, a health department director. 90% can be prevented. That could be your kid. Could be my kid. My kids have the vaccine. And for the folks out there, the vaccinators, the folks who hate vaccines, that's your call. Not going to be mine. But the folks I do disrespect are the folks who call here saying that 500 people have died from this. That's just not true. It's just not true. It's just not. You can't do that. You're going to hurt people. Al, go ahead. Thanks for your patience.
Yeah, I just want to say one thing to you. God bless you. And if you knew who walked beside you at all times on this path that you're going down, you'd never experience fear or doubt again.
Boy, I tell you what. Let me say this something about that. Al, you're touching a very emotional nerve. So, Al, true story. Last couple of weeks, at bus stops, people were yelling, get well, Marty, we're praying for you, in elevators. I was at this is a true story. I pulled up outside of a Dunkin' Donuts outside of Wheeling, West Virginia to get some coffee on Sunday morning. It had to be before 8 a.m. There's a young man, a minister, reading from the Bible. This is a true story, brother. And my man's reading from the Bible as I'm going into the Dunkin' Donuts to get donut holes for the kids and coffee for the old man, me. And he starts telling me he's praying for me. It's actually kind of hard for me at this point to wrap my arms around the gratitude, but I have to stay on the mission, Al, because we want to change hearts and minds, and I want folks to be educated on this process. And I really, truly want to say at the end of the day, which is about 3 months from now, that we save some lives while doing it.
Well, I mean, it all comes from knowledge and a mindset.
It does.
Okay? I mean, there's not one person that's walking the face of this earth that doesn't have a health issue.
By the way, this is so spot on. I say everybody has a cancer story too, Al.
That's exactly right. So you got to put your arms around it. You take control of it, own it, and you'll get a lot further than sitting there wallowing saying, woe is me.
I completely agree. And the truth of the matter is, if I can get folks educated, a gentleman just sent me a note, my dear friend John, you will end HPV, your mark, Marty, spark my words. Not sure of that, but I definitely want folks to get the vaccine. Because, look, if we could save 29,000 lives, Al, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Oh, I know.
Thanks, my brother.
Well, good luck to you. God.
Thank you. I love, and he's right. You don't know who's walking with you. And I've learned a very, very strange kind of feelings recently. We're right back. Let's talk about social media. Going to transition. I'm fascinated by the, what did T call it? The mosh pit, the circus that the Pittsburgh Steelers have turned into. And much of it ends up being displayed in the public in front of billions of people. Literally, these jocks have tens of millions of followers. They have a big voice. And they have great influence. I'm interested to see the blowback in your family. You know, as we discussed with the Mars situation and the Connellsville situation, I'm not beating up these school districts. They're fine people in fine districts. All I want you to do is sit down with your kids and say, look, if this happens, how are you managing hate speech? If this happens, How do you manage people come after you on social media? I'm very interested to see if parents out there and grandparents have talked to their kids. Obviously, Bud Dupree. Obviously, San Antonio Brown. I should start calling him that. San Antonio has not had that conversation with his mommy. My wife, my bosses have spoken to me ad nauseum. You will notice, ain't no hate speak out there on social media for Marty Griffin. We'll be right back. Wow, that's very pretty. What is that? I don't know. It's really, really nice. Very touching. If there's any music aficionados out there, let us know. 866-391-1020. It's really, really nice. Hey, I want to tell you this going up front. My favorite sports reporter in the market in terms of insider is my man Ed Bouchette. Ed Bouchette was the first insider. Ed Bouchette was an insider before all these guys on the networks were insiders. Ed Bouchette is the man, the myth. So if Ed tells you it is true, he wrote this column today that was spot on. Ed Bouchette, Antonio Brown has become the ringleader of a Steelers circus. So let me say this. I've mentioned this to T and anybody that knows me. If you go into a newsroom, TV, radio, newspapers, there are 1,000 people like Antonio Brown, loud mouths, circus acts, drawing attention to themselves. However, it's generally dealt with internally, and at some point, unless you're a superstar, you are dealing with it externally once you get released from the team, the newspaper, the car dealership, the bakery, the restaurant. You get what I'm trying to say. With San Antonio Brown, well, this is my thing I coined with San Antonio Holmes. It's big. T-shirts, everything. It's his own show with it. What he's done is he's now created a distraction. Last week, that piece on ESPN by a senior writer, which is actually disheartening to me. I know folks who had heard these stories, but it's very disheartening about his personal life. That he has children with at least 4 different women and doesn't communicate with them and has issues with child support. Look, when I buy a car, I don't ask for the background of all the people at GM who built the car. When I buy a phone, I don't look into Steve Jobs' background and suggest he was a mean person. I'm not buying the phone. I don't. I don't check child support on big shot lawyers who I call for legal advice. I just don't. But what happens when you're in the public eye, San Antonio Brown, Marty Griffin, it's part of the play. It just is. And when you read that a guy that smiles and makes tens of millions of dollars with endorsement deals and talks about Jesus, it kind of becomes part of the play, does it not, T? Right? When you throw the cheese out on the grill, it's going to melt. I mean, that's the truth, man. It just is. If you don't want the cheese to melt, keep it in the fridge. It's one of my own. You should write all these down, T. There's a book in this somewhere. So I have history. T has history. You have history. Everybody has history. But we're not using that history to say, pay me. We're not using Jesus and this sketch history with women and commitment to children. And I guess I was first informed about this and illuminated was by Tamara, because I said to her one day, man, that young man is charming, Antonio Brown. I mean, you could see, I mean, his teeth, the smile. I mean, it throws light. I mean, the guy's just, he has money. I saw a couple of national spots. Was it Pizza Hut this weekend? At least one with him dancing with Juju, which is another kid. That kid's going to be a star. And so what happens is that somebody throws that, read this. So an ESPN writer who he refused to talk to, Antonio Brown refused to speak to, wrote this piece about it's not all Jesus with him. He has kids all over the country and he doesn't acknowledge them and he doesn't pay for them. Well, that's despicable. He's going to make $30 million this year with his salary and the endorsements. $30 million. Now, folks, are there rich men that have $100 million that don't pay their bills to their wives? Absolutely. Well, just as an example to you, there's $100 million plus, $100 million plus in unpaid child support in Allegheny County alone. There are a lot of Antonio Browns. However, they don't have a public forum. However, They're not out there in the public eye. However, they're not preaching Jesus. And if they are, send me a note and we'll talk about them as well. What I'm suggesting is, isn't there a standard? You know, Tomlin does this silly, the standard is the standard. What is the standard, man? What book do they have over there? What Bible do they read from? A woman who ripped me apart, called me a liar, said I was a slanderer, said I was a horrible person, and then used the name of Jesus on Facebook Messenger with me this morning. Seriously. I actually kind of giggle about it. She actually said, I'm not a Christian. She called me a liar. She called me a horrible person and said that I don't know what I'm talking about, which may or may not be true. My point is, what is the standard with the Steelers? Now, somebody came in here today and said they should trade Antonio Brown and suspend Bud Dupree. Nah, man, come on. You sit my man down and say, son, we're paying you $30 million. Because I've had this conversation to Marty Griffin's face. When my boss said, son, yeah, you, son, over here. You work for me. And it will set you free. I will sit you on the bench. We will make you a non-existent player. We will throw to Juju because if you did not notice, my man catches that ball. And I know I don't talk sports much, but this kind of jumped off. And then Bud Dupree, did you hear what he said? Woo! That high school crap, that high school jargon. So somebody said, where was his game on Sunday? Where was his game on Sunday? And so then, it's laughable because they're so immature. This is from my man Bouchette. Linebacker Bud Dupree also got into a Twitter twister after the loss. In response to someone who profanely asked where he was all game, Dupree responded, I was at your girl house laid up. What you gonna do? Eef. First of all, T, come in here real quick, please, because I love her insight on this stuff because she's in tune to this with her kids. Tamara has kids and understands the rhetoric and understands the blowback and understands the feedback. If your son did that, because you've had these conversations with your kids, how would you respond? You would snap.
I would snap. I really would. I would get in his face.
I would shut him down.
Fast. And it's almost laughable because these are adults. Like
adults.
Our kids, we struggle with them.
Yep.
We try to talk to them and explain to them the consequences of doing this. You can't get these comments back.
No.
You can't say, psych, nah. You know
no,
what I mean?
Yeah.
It's what it is. It's out there. You can't say, you know, I didn't mean it. And I mean, it goes on and on and on. And they are out there forever.
What did you call it this morning? It was spot on.
A mosh pit.
It is.
It's a mosh pit. It's all over the place. It's out of control.
Politicians, is, the president
does
it.
The president, absolutely, Marty. And someone has to step in. I mean, hey, you'll hear about it, I'm sure. Isn't today the day that they do the news conference?
Oh,
with
yeah, Tomlin?
Tomlin
right now is saying, I ain't going to get into this soap opera stuff with you media types.
Exactly.
All right, ma'am.
All right.
Thank you. I'm with her. It's a mosh pit. It's a joke. And by the way, it's not just the jocks. The president of the United States is the greatest offender. It's embarrassing. He should be ashamed. Do you talk to your kids? Do you talk to your kids? 866-391-1020. Next. By the way, text us at 866-391-1020. Brought to you by Ride Automotive, the best deal in the burg. My close friend, Rob Kenya, who is my son's godfather, he, his son was the victim of horrible misinformation on the internet. Fake names, fake addresses, fake messages. His son was accused of crimes. And this was all done by somebody trying to hurt him through social media. I'm serious. It was a nightmare. He had to be interviewed by police when they were starting to make accusations. So they live it. I mean, they live it. You got to talk to your kids, man, early on. I mean, really, I can't reach athletes. Apparently, the jocks here, if they get mad, they just don't listen to you. They cut you off on Twitter. Who cares? I mean, who cares? You know, I've seen some grumpy athletes, especially the quarterbacks and the NFL players are the grumpiest. When I first met Ben, he was the biggest jagoff. Jagoff, I'm allowed to use it. It's in the dictionary. I did several events with Ben. No, I've been told that he's changed since. But he was a jagoff. He was annoyed. He was like, I'm here. Where do I go? And I remember telling my wife, man, my man makes 15 mil. He could change lives every day with his voice. He can be a stalwart in the community. He can do great, great things. And again, we all change. I've changed. I'm told he's changed. He's a family man now. But why would you be angry? What? Where does the word disgruntled come into your vocab? Oh, you have to pick up an award. Oh, you have to raise $1 million. Oh, you have to help kids with ailments. Oh, I see that. I'm sorry to hear that. I don't get it. So I hope you think I'm not singling out Antonio Brown and Bud Dupree. They're the latest of the latest lowlifes who kind of dance around the curb with their silliness on Twitter and tweet and Instagram and Facebook and wherever they want to make fools of themselves. Why do they do it? Why does the dog urinate on a fire plug? Because he can. Listen to this. Retired cop Ray. Still, by the way, people are jealous of you, Ray. People are trying to, me to come up with nicknames and monikers for them, but you know, you got to deliver first. I'm thinking about Bob, the retired cop who calls all the time. We might have to come up with something with him because he's fantastic too. But you gotta create your nickname. Retired cop Ray is illiterate, man. It's illiterate. It has an alliteration to it. Steelers have the most talent of any NFL team, but they won't go anywhere because of a lack of discipline. Love or hate Bill Belichick, he runs an extremely disciplined team. No social media, no antics. His players do what they get paid to do, and they win. Interesting. Well, you heard from James Harrison. He said Belichick was a much better coach. Much better. He said that they listen to him because they're afraid of him. Who's the best quarterback in history? Who? Tom Brady. Harrison said that he would see Tom Brady running full sprint to meetings because he was afraid of Belichick. I've had bosses like that. Not now, not recently, but back in the day. I remember it was post email, so post 2000, let's say. When email was so prevalent, I remember a boss sent me an email one day, and I went into his office and I said, I won't use his name, but I said, you know, the only time I get emails from you, there's bad things. And so I said, when I see your emails, I'm afraid of you. It's true. It's not a hell of a good idea to establish. But Tomlin also said he has different rules for different fools. Not using fools, I'm paraphrasing, but suggesting that he treats players differently. You can't, actually. That's what people say. But you have to sometimes. Special circumstances, special performances, special guys. And this ridiculous crap, the fire Tomlin. Come on, man. That's just idiotic statement. And I hate to use idiotic, but it's ignorant statement number 44 of the day. Who are you going to bring in? John Gruden's working out so far. The first seven new NFL coaches all lost. Come on, man. They have this amazing team. They just need to act like adults, but sometimes they can't. The Dupree thing is pretty disheartening to me that's kind of how he thinks. That a guy says something profane and the way he reacts is he punches him in the face on social media. I was laid up with your girlfriend? Come on, man. Right? Gee, that's just so straight. That's just so high school. We do that crap in high school. It's your mama jokes. We talked about this earlier. When I was in high school, people was into the your mother, depending on just high school, right? And everybody would go, ha-ha, they'd punch you in the arm, ha-ha. Or a guy would kneel down behind you and they'd push you over, ha-ha, uh-uh. There was one dude who opened up your face about your mama or your mom. And I think if you can learn any lesson from this brief conversation about social media and the Pittsburgh Steelers, not their silliness, hey, I'd cut Antonio Brown. I'd make Bud Dupree serve hot dogs in the stands. I'd fire Tomlin, and I'd get Kyer back. Last time, you know, we had any kind of decent coach, really, because we went to like 17 AFC championships and won one Super Bowl. I ain't no expert on sports, but I know there's a lot of moving parts in getting a team to win a Stanley Cup or a Super Bowl. Look what the Penguins did. It's amazing to watch, but I do notice on the Penguins, they don't talk smack, man. Find me something, Sid has said. Find me something, Sid has said. You know what Sid does? He leads. He leads. And he is like a big bronze statue in this town. Might as well put it on up in front of the arena. And he's got, what, four rings now? Come on, Ben. Ben, you have a window, brother. You're getting old. You're getting Marty Griffin old. No, not that old. You're getting to a point where The only thing left for you to do is win the big one. And you got to get that team in a room and say, I don't do any of this. I'm an idiot. I've done stupid things, but I've changed. Let's change together. Let's just win, baby. Al Davis. Whew.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.